Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, Midday Show. It's a perfect song as we're going to play that Sirianni interview from this morning coming up in just a few minutes. Are we going to get Sirianni to buzz that hair again before Sunday? That hair?
Probably not.
Hair's getting pretty long.
Probably not.
Just like, wouldn't you guys feel better if it was buzz cut Sirianni
yes.
Sunday?
What do you mean, playoff Sirianni?
Lock in.
I mean, should I buzz mine before the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, why not?
I mean, but it all depends on what Coach Sirianni does, because you're
You got to follow guy. Along yeah. with
I mean,
Sirianni.
Look, if we think about this, he buzzed it. They won 10 straight games. Mm-hmm. The hair grew back. We lost a game, and then the quarterback got injured.
I know. Things haven't exactly been perfect since he let the hair grow back.
It's unraveling.
I guess when you put it in that perspective, yeah.
Here's how I would feel the best about this thing going all the way to New Orleans. Number one, Sirianni buzzes his hair again. Number two, Hugh's beard is green by Monday. I mean, that would give me a sense that we are really destined here for New Orleans.
Wait a minute. How did I get roped into what Coach Sirianni did? He wanted to have the Britney Spears moment.
I know, but sometimes the stars have to align, and it aligns with your beard being green.
What if I buzz it and spray paint it green?
This feels like pressure more than anything, though.
That's the point. I mean, that's,
yeah. At least you're honest about it. Yeah. I can't deny that part.
All right, 215-592-949. We'll take a phone call, and then we'll let you hear Sirianni this morning on with the morning show. Gino is up on WIP. What's up, Gino?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, Gino. What's up?
Don't worry. I wanted to talk about the Jalen thing, and then after I wanted to give you an apology about something, Joe. But let me I think that everyone is making much about nothing here. I mean, I got to be honest. I'm 27 years season ticket holder, and I think that the Packers are such a non-threatening opponent that people are making this into such a big deal. Jalen's going to play, and they're just going to absolutely destroy this team.
So the more I've thought about this, and Gino, we're going to play a little bit for some sound coming out of the Green Bay, later in the show. I'm starting to think that the Packers are in a bad spot coming in here, and we really is if we play well, could win this game by double digits. Like I'm feeling better about the matchup. So you might be right about that, but the Hurts thing. I hope you're right, Gino. It's just weird to me. It's been this long, and he's still in the protocol. It's a little concerning.
Gino, I'm curious. How many points do you think the Packers are going to score, though? I'm just curious.
How many points do I think the Packers are going to score? I think it's going to be 34-14 Eagles.
Oh, I'm cool with that.
Oh, I'd love that.
If you give me 13.
We roll 34-14.
Yeah,
stop with that.
I'm not worried at all. I think we're going to run all over them, and I think our defense will – and Jordan Love is just such an up-and-down quarterback. And I think so much has made of Jordan Love from last year. All he did was do what every other team does, kick Dallas's butt in the playoffs. Everybody does that every year. I mean, you know, he played great in that game.
That is the game, yeah. That's the signature game of his career. And he's kind of his reputation was built off of that. That's fair, Gino.
Jimmy Garoppolo kicked his butt, too. Kicked their butt in the playoffs, too. I mean, come on.
Well, everyone does.
But, Joe, before I let you go, I do owe you an apology about something. And when you used to go at Carson Wentz pretty hard on Twitter, I have to be honest, I used to really go hard back at you, and I owe you an apology. Carson Wentz at least stinks.
He does.
I watched that game on Sunday afternoon. My God, is he brutal? So,
he is.
Joe, anything I ever said that you mean on Twitter, I apologize for.
Well, you know, it's all good. Yeah, we're good now, buddy.
What kind of mean stuff did you say, though?
I'm sure lots of it. Yeah,
you don't have to repeat it.
Gino, well, I was just defending our quarterback.
I get it. I get it. You weren't the only one. Gino, we're good, man. We appreciate being part of the show and calling. And I don't need Carson apologies. I mean, we're past that. I mean that's we've said that Carson stays.
If Andy Reid can't save that man,
nobody can. Well, before the game on Sunday, there was some stuff I saw out there like maybe he's the next Baker, right? He's the next Sam Darnold, where you know he's bad.
That was my guess to take on Friday.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I didn't look. If he had played well, that would have been a storyline. I actually did see something. I forget where. During the week last week, that maybe the Giants or someone would kind of make him a bridge, like the Darnold thing, right? Like you're a bust or you stink, and then you're a bridge starter and whatever. I don't know. I think it's over for Wentz.
Wait, but the Giants?
But I mean,
that would be amazing.
Wentz on the Giants, two free wins, awesome. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's hear it. Nick Sirianni this morning. I'm with Joe and John. They covered a lot in a playoff week, including the Jalen Hurts situation. Here it was
Nick Sirianni. Good morning, Nick. Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning. So, Nick, congrats on 14-3 in the 2 seed. And, you know, I know you rested the guys, and I'm just curious, out of the gate, I assume you do, but if you could tell us about the team's frame of mind. I mean, it seems like you guys are in a great spot right now to attack the postseason. How do you feel as the head coach of a team getting ready this time to go after it all, but one game at a time, I know. How do you feel the team is mindset-wise to go after it all?
Yeah, completely focused, just like we've been all season long, completely focused on the next game, the next practice, the next walkthrough, the next lifting session, the next meeting. So we're going to treat this week like we treated the last 17 weeks, just ready to go and putting all the work in this week that's necessary to try to win a game.
Nick, does literally nothing change? You know, because I know you're very consistent with that. You just got to handle what's right in front of you. Does nothing change when it's a postseason game, or does something get tweaked?
Literally nothing changes. You know, if I'm doing something a little bit different, that doesn't mean you don't work to get better and try to, you know, do things differently as far as, you know, some scheme stuff and some things that you were able to study and this and that. That doesn't mean that, but your process of the week stays exactly the same. We'd all be shortchanging this football team if, you know, when the stakes got higher, we did something different, because what did the last couple games mean and all the rest of the games that we played mean? So literally nothing changes. We go into the process and go through the exact same process that we've been going through for the past 17 weeks.
Nick, I know Jalen is still in concussion protocol. With him still in that protocol, does rust worry you if he gets cleared, and how he hasn't played for a couple weeks now?
Yeah, no. We've got so much faith in him and this and the things that he can do. And this is why you practice the way we practice. You know, practice is highly, you know, very high intensity. I feel like we have a great practice plan, and our guys, you know, go about their business in practice, very game-like. And so that's where you work out your kinks or anything that you have. But, you know, just being locked in and focused all week, and got a lot of faith in Jalen, you know, as he gets ready to play the football game.
It was a really rough choice you had to make last week. How do you avoid second-guessing the Saquon decision? And are you sensing any lingering effects of possibly disappointment that might be carrying over that worry you?
No, you know, we have a lot of conversations. This is why you one of the big important reasons to be a connected football team and for the head coach to be connected to his players is so you can have these conversations and be able to have honest conversations of what they're feeling, what I'm feeling, what the right thing to do for them and the football team is, and vice versa of what, you know, how they feel that as well. So, I have no concerns about that. No regrets about that, and ready to move forward and play Green Bay.
And when you compare week 1 to week 19, what's the biggest, it really is unusual. You get to go all the way back to the beginning to get ready for the beginning of the playoffs. What's the biggest difference in the Packers, and what's the biggest difference in your team?
Yeah, you know, there's been so many football games that have been played. There's been so many different things. Again, as you go through each week, just like I was saying earlier, you go through the same process. Process remains the same. But, you know, you tweak things as you go, as far as, hey, we're pretty good at this, let's do this a little bit more. And then that grows, and hey, we're not quite as good at this, let's pull back on that. And they do the same thing. You know, that doesn't mean that you don't go and watch the tape from the beginning of the year, because we will. You know, you do that from, if you haven't played an opponent in a year, you'll go back and watch the tape from the year before.
Sure.
If you haven't played an opponent in 2 years, you'll go back. I mean, I'll go back 3 or 4 years if we hadn't played that opponent in a while, and just to watch that football game. So it's the same thing here, but I just have a lot of respect for this football team. I think Matt LaFleur is a great football coach, and you know, they obviously have done some really great things there. I think he's got some special players that he coaches up well, and him and his staff coach up well. Just a lot of respect. And they continue to get better. I think both teams are no doubt better than they were, you know, in Brazil in week 1. And it'll be a good matchup.
Nick Sirianni with us right now. Nick, you always have to prepare for the possibility of a backup QB getting in there. Do you, with Jordan Love's injury, do you prepare more? Do you spend more time this week than usual on the possibility of the backup getting in there, in this case, Malik Willis?
Yeah, always. You always spend time with that. And, you know, with the uncertainties, you might spend a little bit more time. Yeah. You know, that will continue to show itself as the week progresses. But yeah, you have to prepare for everything. That's what, you know, the preparation is the part where, you know, all the work's done to, you know, to get, put yourself in position to win. So yeah, just like you prepare for, you know, rain, wind, snow, you know, their plan, you know, what the things they do, things they've shown on tape, they're big time players. You do the same thing here in this situation. So, you know, we'll leave no stone unturned. We'll watch every game. We'll watch all the times, Willis has played, and we'll go from there.
Nick, Jake Elliott missed again, and he's now 1 of 7 from 50 yards out or farther. What's the difference this year? He was so money from any distance previously. It feels like the farther the kick this year, the less confidence we as fans have in him. What's the root of that?
You know, I still have so much faith in Jake and what he's done and how he's been so clutch. You know, I think that, you know, he obviously has some misses. We've had a couple that have been at the end of the half where we've really, you know, which a lot of teams do, you push the line there at the end of the half because it's going to be your last, you know, your last play there. You know, I think one got blocked. So all those things you take into account. But I still feel like if there's nobody else in the league I'd rather have when, or if we're lining up to kick a game-winning kick than Jake Elliott. And, you know, again, you guys see it on Sunday, and that's very understandable. But, you know, we get to see it Monday through Saturday of the clutch. You know, we practice different things to put them in high-pressure situations during practice. And so you have faith because of what you see Monday through Saturday. In preparation for Sunday.
As fans, we just worry so much about whether he's physically like sound, and then we also worry about his head. When he misses a couple, can he bounce back from that adversity?
I think this guy has the definition of dog mentality. So he's the same guy every single day. I love his mentality. You got to have that mentality as a quarterback. You got to have that mentality as a quarterback, as a defensive back, as a kicker, as a wideout. Every position in football, you have to have that. And those guys that, you know, there's a reason he's played for as long as he has in this league, that he has that mental toughness to be able to move on and adjust whatever he needs to adjust after a miss and focus on the task at hand. And I have, again, like I said, I have no doubt in his mindset, I have no doubt in his ability that he'll be ready to go this weekend.
Nick, last couple weeks you saw both of your backup quarterbacks somewhat extensively. Have you made a decision yet on who your designated number two QB will be in the postseason, Kenny Pickett or Tanner McKay?
You know, I think the main thing is just I got so much confidence in that entire room. You know, it's a good problem to have. You know, Kenny's played really good. When, you know, Kenny played, I felt like a really good game against Washington. And then for the first half plus against Dallas to put us in a position, you know, that we were winning the game when he came out, pretty sound. And then, you know, Tanner came in and played the rest of that game really well, and I thought he played a really good game there. And so we have three guys that we feel really good about, which, you know, that there's something to be said about that, and really have a ton of confidence in all three of those guys. And it's been, you know, we were able to see the backups play with Kenny and with Tanner, and they just got some really good reps and some great film out there, and kind of showed us what we were expecting, you know, based off our you know, how we see them and view them in practice.
Nick, what's the biggest difference in postseason play compared to regular season play?
You know, again, we're going to try to treat everything the exact same way as far as our preparation. But there's, you know, there's a couple more cameras out there. There's a little bit more, you know, there's going to be more media in our press conferences this week. There's going to be, you know, all those different. There's going to be a little bit more people on the sideline. Couple more former players on the sideline that, you know, are doing the broadcasting and all the media. And so again, our job as players and as coaches is to try to keep it as normal as possible. Like, you know, I would compare it to this. Like, you try to keep the same routine, right? And so a basketball player's taught, you know, you get up to the free throw line and you take a dribble. you breathe in and out, and then you shoot, right? That was my routine, you know, and everybody has their own routine. Some guys are four dribbles, and some guys are two dribbles and a spin.
You were one that dribble, today, that's it?
I wanted to shoot. I wanted to roll.
What's your percentage? What's your free throw percentage?
Not as good as mine.
I was a good free throw shooter. I'm not going to say. I think I was in the low 80s.
Wow.
Of the player.
Holy cow.
You may have to stat check that.
That's impressive.
I did have a couple bad games, but I had a couple good games too. But anyway, you keep it all the same. You try to keep it all the same. So if all of a sudden, when things are different, when you know, whoever's on the sideline, you know, this week or whatever it is, you start doing something different with your routine. You know, you don't do that. Basketball players don't do that. We don't do that. And so there'll be some things that feel different. There is no doubt. Like you can't hide that. But you know, our job is to, and my job and my message really this week is going to be keep yourself consistent. You win 14 games. And you win NFC East. You don't kind of gather everybody up and go, okay, here's what we're going to do now. You know, you say, hey, this is what we've done. This is what's worked. Let's go back to let's go and get ourselves ready, because then the preparation is what helps you put yourself in position to be able to win.
So, Nick, I totally get the be consistent thing. I want to a little flip side, and I'm curious if it resonates with you. Jalen just does not seem to run as much early. In the first quarter, as he does as the game develops. And I get that. I mean, it's week four of the regular season. It's not as critical as a postseason game. Do you unleash him earlier so that he and your offense can be at its best as early as possible in a do-or-die game?
Yeah, you know, Jalen does so many things well. Do whatever we need to do to get a fast start. We'll do whatever we need to do to win this game, and I know he'll do the exact same. And, you know, he does so many things well that, you know, we'll see how the game goes. We'll see how the game goes. But, again, like I said, know it's important to get a fast start. I think we've been better at that since, you know, for the past month and a half of the season. Doesn't mean we started off so slow that I don't think we aren't going to crack the top 10 here, but the push that we've made has shown some real progress of things we've gotten better at. And again, like I said, we'll do everything we need to do to get a fast start to help us win this football game.
Nick, final thing here. You are in your career 2-0 in home games in the postseason at Lincoln Financial Field. You know, Andy Reid went through it a lot, you know, won a lot of home games at the Lincoln and the Vet. What is it like to coach at home at Lincoln Financial Field in a postseason game? What does that crowd mean to you?
Yeah, like I said, everything's heightened, right? Everything's heightened as far as the atmosphere, and that's a great thing, because we have the best fans and the best sports city in the world, in my opinion, and it's going to be rocking. And every time I've felt like every time we played a whole half game, it is rocking in there, and you can, you know, when I really saw that and noticed that, as I remember when we first got here. Coach Gannon was like, hey, let me show you the video of us playing the Eagles before the 2017 NFC Championship game. I'm like, oh my God, that's unbelievable. And so that's where because I had never played a playoff game. I was always in AFC, so I had never played a playoff game here. And so you saw that atmosphere, and you thought, and you can't help but when we got here in 2021, take yourself to a moment when you're going to be playing home playoff games, and think about how special that it's going to be. And then fast forward into the two games we had in 2022, you know, of how special that atmosphere was. I think, you know, obviously that the biggest game I've ever been a part of in my career as a football coach is that 2022 NFC Championship game, the biggest win, championship game, and the atmosphere and the feeling. So you just have all those. You have all those memories that flood back of the way that the stadium sounded, the atmosphere of our crowd, how loud it was on a third down when they were trying to go to convert it. You know, how rowdy it is when, after you score or after one of their players looks in the stands and they get booed. Like it just all those feelings, you know. It makes me feel about all those feelings there of that you get, and just how important our city is, how important our crowd is to the success of our team here in this playoff run.
Hey, Nick, the city, the whole region, really, really excited. Good luck to you on Sunday versus the Green Bay Packers, Nick. Good luck.
All right. Thanks, guys.
There was this morning Nick Sirianni on with John and Joe as he gets ready to prepare for a playoff game. Even this morning, he was very vague about the backup quarterback. You know, it was a simple question. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's about the idea of who's the number two. Forget the Jalen stuff for a second, because no matter if Jalen's good or not, they need the backup to be prepared and all that.
Yeah.
And you would, like, my gut is if everyone's fine, Pickett, right? Pickett has the experience. Yeah. He's been the two. He started the game against Dallas. I know McKee played well last week, but he wouldn't even give a straight answer. It makes me wonder, too, if a lot of this is just gamesmanship and he's trying to get the Packers prepare for three quarterbacks.
It is, and that's what it basically is trying to do. You're trying to get them to prepare for three quarterbacks because no matter what, you know, even though Coach said the way he said it, you still have to prepare for all three. I mean, you would be foolish not to. Now, like I said earlier, there are going to be guys that you prepare for more than others. But at the end of the day, you're going to prepare for all three.
Yeah. So we'll see about that and the Jalen stuff. But again, still vague. And I do have concern about Hurts still being in the protocol. And even if he gets out of it tomorrow, some rust on Sunday in this game. 215-592-9494. You can react to the Sirianni interview. Your thoughts on Hurts? Are you concerned that he's still in the protocol? Who do you want as the second quarterback on Sunday? We are a Pickett show. We are Pickett people here on the WIP Midday Show, even though, you know, we know Hugh loves Tanner McKee. We established that the last couple of days. Plus, along with Ross Tucker at 1 today, we got to play this for you because the vibes in Green Bay, they're not great. We got to play some audio. That Packers team, they're doubting themselves right now. You'll hear it next. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's talk about bacon. Y'all know how much I love bacon, specifically Hatfield bacon. It's the best, man. I tell you, I can eat bacon breakfast, dinner, and lunch in that not exact order, but you know what I'm talking about. It's delicious, and there are so many different flavors and cuts, like hardwood smoked bacon. They got applewood smoked bacon, thick-cut hardwood smoked bacon, and there's that extra thick-cut bacon. Maple brown sugar, that's my favorite. Do yourself a favor and go get you some Hatfield bacon today. Head to simplyhatfield.com and put some pork on your fork. Hatfield, check them out.